For logbook servicing you can rely on, you need to make the right choice. You need trained professionals who are fully qualified to service your car according to manufacturer's specifications. For real peace of mind and a nationwide warranty, book in or book online at repcoservice.com.
Excuse the noise in the background, mate. We're live from the Sporting Globe at Robina on the Gold Coast. That anyone handy when you're playing the Socceroos, anyone there handy at cricket we should know about as well?
Look, I feel like it's almost ingrained in our blood that we played cricket in the backyard. So there was a few handy ones, but we never really played cricket. It was more golf, to be honest. Sorry, lads.
Yeah, that's
right. That's okay. Well, anyway, while our listeners are thinking about it, we better talk about what's going on at the World Cup and your take on it. Archie, at the moment, the Australians licking their wounds from the loss to France. It seems like they probably left a little bit out on the pitch. Was that your take on it?
Oh, well, look, to be honest, I don't think the football fraternity really expected too much from the Socceroos when they came up against France. We had a bit of hope and belief and faith when they scored that goal and thinking, okay, we can really take it to them. But then they're just world class. So within sort of 20 minutes of the start, they started to play. And I said this before, it was a couple of just defensive errors that let France back into the game, but they were always going to get back into the game. You see the quality they have up front. It was really hard for some of those wing backs to be able to deal with the speed of France. And it was because we always get... I saw something that Simon Hill actually tweeted I thought was really great. It's like it's almost... he gave a good reference of Mike Tyson. And they're like Mike Tyson, and we were basically like amateur fighters. But that's no disrespect to the Socceroos. It's just that they were that good. Like, they would have... The quality that France have would have taken it to any other team, any other country. So, look, we've got to dust ourselves off. We've got two important games that we need to get results from.
Archie, a few of our Socceroo greats were critical that we didn't make any changes in the second half and didn't adjust our game plan. Do you go along with that?
Oh, well, you know, when you're not in the hot seat, it's easy to kind of sit back and go, oh, he should have done this, sure. He should have done that, or why didn't he take him off? If they were, and if they did, I'm sure they probably would have maybe have done the same thing as Graham Arnold. Like, Graham Arnold did the best that he could with what squad he has to put a team out there that was competitive for, what, 20 minutes, and just the quality shone through. And like I said, it's easy to kind of sit back and go, oh, I should have done this, should have that. You get in the hot seat, you try to be the coach of Australia against the world's best and see how you go.
Yeah. Have you been talking about, you know, our performances? There have been a couple of incredible upsets, Saudi Arabia over Argentina and Japan defeating Germany overnight. You didn't see those coming, did you?
No, not really. I know that Japan are quality, and I think Germany really peppered their defence and their goal. But this is sometimes what happens in World Cup. We were hoping for that on Wednesday night. Unfortunately, it did look like for about 13 minutes, 15 minutes. And I tell you what, I was going, oh God, we can win this World Cup. But then that dream got squashed very quickly. But we saw with Japan, that was a phenomenal win against Germany, who not many people have talked about going into this World Cup, but I still always believe they're a powerhouse and they still have quality and they'll still continue, I reckon, through the group stage. But then you've got Saudi Arabia that beat Argentina. Now, it almost took me back to when the Olleroos beat Argentina in the Olympic Games. It was almost one of those moments. So, look, anything can happen. We're hoping that sort of happens for us against Tunisia and Denmark, and we still breathe a little bit of life into our World Cup campaign.
Yeah, well, Morocco's nil or draw against Croatia. That was a huge upset as well, wasn't it?
Oh, mate, I tell you, that was a snore fest. I actually did the radio SEN for that particular game, and it was a hard one to watch. It was almost like Croatia were happy with the point, Morocco tried, but then it was just one of those stalemates. No real quality in the final third, but it's the start of a World Cup. It's about getting the cobwebs, blow out the cobwebs and see what happens. I still believe the quality of Croatia will be okay. But Morocco are no slouches. They've got some good players that play in some high leagues. So, like I said, like I've been telling people, Like, I mean, people, you've got the best of the best at the World Cup. There's no easy games. And so, and the bridge is maybe getting a little closer with some of these minnows to the bigger nations.
Tunisia, Saturday night, for those of us who don't know much about Tunisia, that game's 8 o'clock Queensland time, or 9 o'clock in the southern states. You can catch that on SEN via the SEN app or by listening to SEN. What can we expect from Tunisia, and are we expected to beat them, Archie?
Well, we went into this, leading into the World Cup, we knew France was going to be tough, and we looked at maybe a possible result against Denmark and get a win against Tunisia. But they're all tough. I tell you, they're all tough. It's I want to say we can win, but you just never know. You never know. It depends on how the squad's feeling, what their squads are like, if they do their homework right, if they stick in their structures and disciplines. There's so many variables that can go wrong. You can always, like, do absolutely everything you can to game day, and 90 minutes, there's so many different things that can happen. I'm hoping that a lot of those things happen in the right way for us, and then we and see what happens.
Rightio, mate, we look forward to that call. Make sure you download the SEN app or tune in via the wireless, as we used to do in the old days. You can catch all the action with Archie and a tremendous call team on SEN. Make sure you download the app. Every game exclusively live on there. Archie, it's been an honour chatting to you tonight. Go the Socceroos on Saturday night.
Beautiful, guys. The honour's mine. Cheers, boys. Thank you.
Cheers.
When making the double chicken deluxe at Macca's, we wanted to improve on the perfect combo of tender Aussie chicken with cheese, tomato and aioli. So, we doubled it. Chicken and Macca's, together and loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Available after 10:30 a.m. for a limited time only.